B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
All right, it's 5 o'clock hour of the Mike Missinelli Show. It's brought to us by Guide at Door and Window. Guide at Door and Window would like to acknowledge the health and safety of our community remains at the forefront of our minds, and together we will all get through this difficult time and come out of it stronger than ever. So it's amazing when callers bring up certain stuff, and I get intrigued and I have to Google it. So his obituary was in the New York Times. He died in 2007.
Oh, okay.
Eddie Fainer, who for 60 years barnstormed the globe with his four-man softball team, hurling 100-mile-an-hour pitches that struck out Willie Mays and 141,516 other batters.
Wow.
Died on Friday in Huntsville, Alabama.
Wow. Wow.
Fainer and his team, known as the King in his court, traveled around the world with a flamboyance that recalled the barnstorming teams assembled by Babe Ruth and perhaps the most resembled basketball's Harlem Globetrotters. He pitched behind his back, from second base, between his legs, when kneeling, and while blindfolded. A story is told about the time he stood in right field at Yankee Stadium and fired an underhand fastball over home plate.
From right field.
He was on the Johnny Carson show, and he knocked a cigar from Johnny Carson's mouth with an underhand fastball.
What? Johnny stood there?
Yes.
Come on,
yes.
Johnny.
He struck out Willie Mays in an exhibition. He made $100,000 a month.
A month?
Yes.
Back then?
Yeah, he was an ex-Marine with a crew cut and a right arm that was bigger than his left, was thicker than his left.
Well, I guess so. But
that's amazing. Wow. Yeah, this guy was like a national phenomenon.
100,000.
And he would come to your town. It was like, you know, back then, entertainment was like, oh my God, you know? They didn't have the entertainment venues you have now.
I'd still like to see that. I wonder, when he was a kid, did he ever think, well, I'm awesome underhand. I'm the best ever. Maybe I could try a little overhand, but you know what? He would have had to take a pay cut. Baseball players weren't making $100,000 a month back then. He would have had to take a pay cut.
Yeah.
They weren't making that back then. I mean, first million-dollar player wasn't until like the early 80s.
Fastest pitch was clocked at 104 miles an hour. In 1967, he faced, in order, Willie Mays, Willie McCovey, Brooks Robinson, Maury Wills, Harmon Killebrew, and Roberto Clemente.
All those Hall of Famers?
And struck out all six of them.
All six of them? Four of those guys were in the Hall of Fame? All major leaguers, four Hall of Famers.
That's hysterical. All right, back to the phones. Nikki in South Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Nikki.
Mikey Miss.
What's up, Nick?
Nikki Boo.
Yo, what's going on, Nikki Boo?
What are you doing, buddy?
What are you doing?
Nothing, just smoking my cigars out here. I can't go to health anymore, so I'm smoking over here in front of the house.
Nikki Boo, you're one of the great stories ever, man. South Philly kid. Yeah, he goes down to Florida, Fort Myers, right? No, not Fort Myers, but Sarasota. Goes to Sarasota, yeah. Starts a Philly cheesesteak place in Sarasota, and then it was going wild for a while. What happened down there?
My nephew took it over now.
Oh, okay, still going.
I moved back here because I told you before, when I was down there, I'd gotten cancer in Florida.
Oh, how are you making out now?
Good for 3 years, and then now a year and a half it came back, stage four.
Oh.
You know, but I'm doing what I do, so I'm hanging in there.
Keep going, Nick, man. I feel so bad about it. Hang in there and fight it.
I ain't going nowhere. I'm no good. Only the good people die young.
I hear you. You're a good egg.
Right now, what have you been watching on Netflix? Any series you got for me?
Well, you had to watch The Tiger King, right? You didn't watch that yet?
Absolutely horrible.
Oh, you didn't like it?
It was horrible. No, it was ridiculous. Mike, I got a good little one documentary show for you. It's called The Long Shot.
The Long Shot.
It's on Netflix.
Okay.
It's about a guy who got tried for murder,
Mm-hmm.
And he was at a Dodger game at the time with his daughter, but he couldn't prove it. So he remembered they were filming a show at the Dodgers game. It turned out to be Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah,
I did see. I did see that. That was pretty good. Yeah, here's one for you. Have you tried 000?
What happened? 00.
Try 000 on Amazon.
Okay.
All right. You might like it.
By the way, yeah. World Be Free was 21, not 12.
Well, it had him listed as 12 here. I'm just citing a story. Yeah, he must have worn 12 at one point, and he's like the best guy to ever wear 12. I guess that's what the theory is. Yeah, it says Free wore 21 during his heyday, but he did wear 12 for a little bit.
All right,
take care of yourself, Nikki.
You got it, buddy.
All right, buddy. We're getting a lot of feedback on that, but apparently he did wear 12 at one point. Yeah, 21 was his more familiar number, but that's Joel Embiid, so he's the best 21 at this point.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 22 is no brainer. Andrew Toney.
Yeah.
23, Lou.
I love Lou.
Lou Will.
I love Lou Will.
24, retired number.
I don't know any number.
Bobby Jones.
Don't know any numbers.
25, Chet Walker.
He's the best 25.
26, Kyle Korver. Well, Chet right now is Ben's 25, but Chet's got the mantle for right now.
Yeah, Ben has a little work to do.
27, Larry Drew, the second. Oof.
Ugh.
30, George McGinnis. 31, oh no! A processor. 31, Tyrone.
Wait, I know this one. Isn't it Hollis
Thompson? It is. Hollis Thompson. I got to go back to the phones on that note. Tom in Northeast Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Mike.
What's up, bud?
Guess what? I was struck out by Eddie Fainter.
No way.
Struck out. And I could play, too.
That's hysterical, man.
Yeah. Four guys, a pitcher, a catcher, a guy who played just off of first base, and one fielder. That's the team.
Yes, it was a phenomenon. It was a national phenomenon.
Yeah, 45 feet away, you know.
Then he knew nobody could hit that, so he went out to second base, and he still couldn't hit it.
Yeah, well, some guys did actually hit the ball when he pitched from second base. Uh-huh. Some guys did hit the ball, but they still made the outs. They would pop it up. Very few hits.
He actually threw curveballs.
Yeah,
he had phenomenal breaking pitches, which was
unbelievable.
Yeah.
We were an all-star team in upstate Pennsylvania, and we couldn't touch him. We couldn't.
Yeah, and I would read about that he would play against high-level teams, and fast pitch softball was a pretty popular sport back then for people.
Yeah, soft. As you know, those softballs are not soft.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. Before I get to my baseball point, I just want to correct you on something. Mm-hmm. Patty Wright was a cheerleader for Villanova.
No, she was not at that 85 team, though.
Not on.
Yeah,
the
that's what the guy said. Yeah.
Okay, but yeah. She was a Villanova cheerleader.
Yeah. Okay.
And also, your friend Rolly.
Mm-hmm.
Has the lowest winning percentage in the history of Villanova. Regular season. No, he's one of the greatest percentages postseason. But he won 60% of his games.
Yeah, I was just right.
He's lower than every other coach that coached Villanova.
He harangued me about that. I wrote that in his story, what his winning percentage was, and I got a call immediately.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing, is Paul Harrison in your top 20?
No, he was a little too old school for, we didn't want to go back that far. Let's go Jerry and Hatboro. Jerry, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jerry.
Good afternoon, how are you?
What's up, Jerry?
I'm one of the few guys who's out here still working.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing?
I make construction materials.
Uh-huh.
And with Dean Day, an essential service, I'm happy to be working, but there's a phenomenon that goes on here. I got 35 guys working for me.
Wow.
The older guys, when they're done, they go home and
So, like, how many are in the shop at one time?
None of them. They get in a truck, or they get in a loader, or they get in, you know, all working by themselves.
Okay.
My problem is the younger guys, when they go home for the weekend, they're going to Corona parties, or they're going here, or
yeah,
going
see, that's,
there.
That's no good.
No, when I bring them in, I bring them out of it.
Where do you get the guts to throw a Corona party? Seriously, people, come on. I mean, that's being ridiculous here.
I'm sorry, one of the guys who went to the Corona party, he went home with a fever the other day.
Well, see, that's what I mean. You know, it's all fun and games until you get your eye poked out. Yeah. And meanwhile, they get ultra sick. Then what did that party mean to them if you get ultra sick?
Or if they die. Be smart. Or if they're bringing home to their mom or their dad.
I know. It's just ridiculous. Listen, man, you want to go ahead. What else?
I have a business that we could open up. They're evidently people are still gambling on Turkish basketball and Australian roots football and cricket. And we could have a bidding service. You know, you give them tips, you could call it degeneratedgambler.com.
Well, yeah, we'll think about that down the road. Would you like
I'll take a
shot. General knowledge question?
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. There's the general knowledge category. Let's go with this one here. What does the German word Danke mean in English?
Thank you.
That's correct. There you go. We get a winner. We haven't had a winner in a while.
Yeah, Doug.
A qualifier. Anyway.
He was complaining about that.
Who was? The guy?
No, Dylan. What?
Oh, Dylan was.
He's got a pick, but if only five people get it right.
Yeah, we got to get the questions in quicker. Ed, I want to sell. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ed.
Hello, Mike.
What's up, Ed?
I wanted to thank you. You had a caller the other day. And I out to him. He's the guy who said his wife or he worked for Gap and big companies, and they didn't have a feel for the people. And I thought you handled it well because you tried to balance it with the people on the other side. And I wanted to share with you, because I know this may be interesting to you, that we had to lay off in our business over the past 2 weeks 1,200 people out of 1,400 people. And our biggest fear is, how do you take care of those people, you know, the best you can with benefits and so forth?
Mm-hmm.
Addie, what happens when all this ends and you have to have a business to bring people back to? Will they be there? Will your business be there? And believe me, because I'm the guy that had to make the call to furlough those people, I don't sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I mourn for those people. But the goal is, I'm sure you, as you balanced it out on your call the other day, It's hard on both sides, because nobody wants to make that kind of decision. It's emotional, and it's heartbreaking. And that's coming from the person who had to make those decisions. And I really respected the way you handled the call. And
I know it's tough on you. We're having layoffs here. We're having cuts here. A couple people that we like very much got laid off yesterday. And so I know it's not fun for, like, our general manager is at the mercy of the ownership of this company, even which is balancing their profit margin and only losing money and all that stuff, and they have to make the necessary cuts. So I know it's not fun. They're not doing it willingly and gleefully.
No,
so,
you're right,
yeah, I hear both sides of it.
And I thank you. And my other comment on the sports side was, after listening to Ricky Bell, you're right. At what point is a season no longer a season? Is it 50 games, 60 games, 70? And I don't know what it is. And I care less about the record books and how they read. But I think to your point with Ricky is, you have a lot of old school people, and I think you said 369, and that may be unfortunate. And
yeah, they have to have this symmetry, baseball people. Yeah. You know, we'll see what happens when they really have to make a decision. All right, let me give you a general knowledge question here.
Sure.
You sound like a smart guy. So this is U.S. presidential knowledge. All right, here is the question. This is a question that's never asked. What is the official residence of the vice president? Is it A, Gracie Mansion, B, number one observatory circle, C, the White House, or D, there isn't an official residence?
Yeah, there is an official residence, I think, next door to the White House, and I don't know what the address is, so it can't be the first one. It's not the White House. I'm going to go with no official address. I think it's just a building.
Ooh, well, there is an address. Unfortunately for you, you got it wrong. It's number one Observatory Circle. I don't think I've ever known that.
No, that's never talked about.
Wait, did we ever care or ask a question about where the vice president lives?
No. We just know it has to be separate from the president in case something crazy happened.
Exactly.
But other than that.
Never even thought about that.
Yeah.
All right, let's go Scott, Northeast Philly. Scott, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Scott.
Hey, Mike.
What's up, Scott?
Before I get to my couple of points, I just wanted to say, you got me thinking with the softball guy, it would have been great if he had his picture in that nightclub down in Florida from Donnie Brasco, King's Court.
There you go. It was called the King's Court. That's right.
So a couple of things for you. The baseball, the double zero number, I thought of a guy, and he might get a pass on having that number because it's actually his initials, pitcher from the 90s. Any idea?
No.
Omar Olivares.
Yeah, the people, like Al Oliver wore zero. He didn't wear zero for a zero. He wore it because his last name started with an O.
Right. So, yeah.
So I get that. I get those kind of zeros. I don't get the normal double zero zero.
Right, but it popped in my head as soon as you were talking about it. I'm like, I remember a guy, Omar Olivares.
Yeah.
So another thing for you, I'm sure you know the that show Mindhunter from Netflix.
Yes.
Did you watch it?
Mindhunter was about what?
It was about the FBI figuring out how to find serial killers and.
Oh no! Somebody actually recommended that to me, and I haven't. I watched the first one, and I didn't get back to it.
So the reason I brought it up is it's a really good show, but the second season, there's only two seasons of it. The second season is about that Wayne Williams guy you were talking about. The whole season
Is
about them hunting him down and getting him.
This is going to be very interesting because they're going back with DNA now. So they have DNA, and that's what opens up the case. And, you know, I would think that he's still guilty, but the series is to make the viewer think about maybe he's not
right.
Guilty.
It's supposed to be thought-provoking and make you question it, make some skepticism take place. But the thing they bring up in there about, and there's a lot of it about race in it, too, because a lot of the kids were taken from inner-city Atlanta. What the FBI argues and tries to point out to everybody is it couldn't have been a white guy because he would have stood out in that environment.
Yeah.
So that's
it took them two years to figure that out on how to arrest him.
Yeah, they went forever. They had to surveil all these bridges because he was dumping bodies off of bridges. That's what they figured, and they found him going across the bridge and heard a splash, and that's how they caught him.
I'm looking forward to this, man. I want to watch
so
this.
So if you watch the second season of Mindhunter, right, I'll give you the whole
thing. I will. I'll actually look at that before I watch the documentary. Credit, the guy, the King's Court, who was the FBI agent posing as a mob guy who ran it before they got down there?
Oh, he was a real weedy guy.
What was his name?
Joey Gatzo?
It was Richie Gazza.
I was close.
All right, you want a general knowledge question?
Hit me.
All right, here it is. This is music general knowledge. And the question is... what singer became a California congressperson before dying in a ski accident?
Sonny Bono?
That is correct. Sonny went out in a ski accident, man.
Yeah, that's tough. Tough, Sonny.
You know why after he died, though? You know what they sang? The beat goes on.
Yeah, well, that's
and see, that's cruel. See, that's what
that's
I mean.
A violation.
That's about as cruel as the Marilyn Monroe thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's cruel in some ways.
Probably worse.
Sonny Bono's been dead for 25 years.
Has it been that long?
Was it too soon?
No, it's not too soon. When you did the joke about that, it was the anniversary of the man's first anniversary of his death. People are upset. The Italian community really attached themselves to Joe D. Everybody but you. Half of Philly's crying.
Come on, man.
You're going there, whatever.
Let's go to Merle in Palmyra. Merle, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's up, Merle?
Hey, I just wanted to thank all you guys for just kind of keeping the show going. It really does give us, you know, out here in listener land, something to look forward to every day. And it's really, really great kind of tuning in to listen to you guys.
Well, thank you, Merle. We're trying.
I'm sorry?
We're trying our best.
Yep, yep. Mm-hmm. Hey, it's funny. I'm going to talk about a different subject, but it's funny you mentioned the king and his court, because I used to work with a guy who was a truck driver, and in the off seasons he would work for our company, but he played on them with them. And he, not only could that guy pitch and you were only hitting the ball if he let you, apparently those guys could hit the ball anywhere they wanted to. They could hit it over the fence if they wanted to. They could, you know, double, triple, single. I mean, it didn't matter what. Apparently, they were just phenomenal.
Let me ask you this question here. You're Eddie Fainter, right? You're the show. You're throwing 100 miles an hour at everybody coming out to see you. How much do you pay the court? How much do you pay? How much do you pay the court? You're the show. How much do you pay the court? What percent?
Right. Well, I'll tell you what. It almost seems like they could have beat some major league teams. That's for sure.
Well, yeah, but because major league, you know, it's a completely different style of pitching. You can never get used to it. Once major league pitchers figured it out, they would be able to win big hitters. But like, I always wonder, like, those four guys are so replaceable. Like, he's the show. Like, you take what I give you or hit the road. You know. Right.
Hey, what I was calling for is, I actually, about a year and a half ago, I had a book published, and my publisher during all of this actually reached out to all the authors that are under their stable, and they're interested in doing basically like a book of essays about the coronavirus, the effects on pretty much all aspects of life, and they're kind of asking each one of us to take on a subject. And basically kind of write, like, how is COVID-19 affected things now? And what are things going to look, you know, what is our opinion on things in the future? What is it going to look like? And I've kind of been tasked with, you know, kind of writing about sports. So I was interested in kind of getting you guys' opinion too. What do you think things will look like post coronavirus?
That's a really long answer. And so
yeah,
do me a favor and email me and I'll be glad to give you some feedback. Can you email me?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, it's Mike Miss at 975thefanatic.com, and I'll touch base with you.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah, that sounds great.
All right, buddy. You want to do a general knowledge question?
Sure.
All right, here we go. It's hits of the 1980s music. Sound like a music man. All right. Let's go with 1989, I'll Be There for You.
I'll Be There for You.
A rock band. Pretty boy lead singer. Bon Jovi. I'll Be There for You.
Yeah.
It wasn't one of his big ones, was it? It was the number one?
Yeah, it was a hit.
Was it really?
Yeah, unfortunately.
I remember that one.
I'm not familiar with it.
I'll be there for you. Something, something, something. Da-na-na.
He sang something, something, something?
Yes, that's exactly.
Wow. Yeah, we ran out of lyrics?
He's my least favorite of them all.
John Bon Jovi?
Bon Jovi, yeah.
Why?
Really?
I don't like
him. What you got against Bon Jovi?
Personally, I don't like his music.
You don't like him personally?
No, I don't like him personally. I don't like his music.
Did you cross paths with him somewhere?
Yeah.
Well, you hit a grocery store or what?
No, when the soul first started.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
I actually hung out with him a couple of times.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Seriously.
Why? And what did he do? Like, he was aloof or what, like?
I don't care about aloof.
What was just, it? He was detached?
He takes himself real, real serious.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Bon Jovi. Rock star.
What?
You walk around like, you know, like humble pie?
No, I don't need humble pie. I just need, he also insists upon himself. You know, I don't like that either.
Right.
Rockstar owned the team. You know.
Yeah, and like when he talked about soul, he would talk about how everybody had one, but he would have to put like two fists together and like say it in this annoying way. And then I saw him be kind of not so nice to regular people.
Uh-huh.
I'm out on Bon Jovi. His music, everything about him, that whole production, that presentation, no. Hard pass.
It's weird. I've been listening to a lot of hair metal.
The power ballad, my question always is why.
What, the power ballad?
Yeah, why?
Why not?
Because which of those power ballads hold up?
A lot of them. I was listening to Whitesnake today.
Poison.
Poison's great.
Poison.
Cinderella.
Every rose.
That's terrible.
Has its thorn. We're
that's
talking about.
Terrible.
How about some more?
How poignant. Every rose has its thorn. That's like Shakespeare.
No, it's not. Got to deal with that CC DeVille. That
every
fake,
cowboy.
That fake rock star, Brett Michaels. Sing none of sad. That. I don't like any
that
of it.
That song.
Why'd you be up to you?
No good. I don't need those.
You know, up Tyrone. Come on. Come on, John. 610-632-0975. Back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, let's get our final Twitter poll numbers, which are brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Get your lawnmower zero turn or any of your small engine tools up and running again. Springtime is here, growing season. Paul B. Moyer and Sons online parts warehouse is visit poweredbymoyer.com today. So it's poweredbymoyer.com today. Natalie, final numbers.
Oh, thanks, Mike. Over 3,500 votes on today's poll. Do you think the Sixers would trade Joel Embiid after he offered to pay Sixers employees that were going to have a salary reduction? 17% say yes, 83% say no.
All righty. There it is. That settles that.
Always respected, you know, Bob Ford, a man who's been in this city a lot longer than me and has earned his stripes. But we're getting destroyed on social media for daring to ask the question.
Yeah, I'm sure he's getting destroyed, too. I don't think Bob responds Twitter-wise, but he is getting broke. I don't even think he has a Twitter account, to be honest with you.
Yeah, people are mad. Oh, must be a slow day, blah, blah.
Well, it is a slow day.
First of all, of course it's a slow day. It's nothing but slow days. Forget 40-degree day.
Yes.
It's nothing but slow days.
40-degree day.
Yeah, forget that. Like, it's nothing but slow days.
All right, let's play a quick game.
All right.
This is a numbers game. I'll give you a hint.
I won't get any of them.
You'll get them. I'll give you the hint. All right, number 33. You got get the number in your head. 33.
Uh-huh.
Johnny Dawkins backcourt mate.
Hershey Hawkins.
There you go. See how easy that was?
Yeah.
You know who's honorable mention? These two stinkers.
Who are they?
Rocco and Willie Green.
People love Rocco. I bet you there's people who make the argument Rocco should be ahead of Hershey, even though Hershey made all-star team.
34, because she knows Barkley. But Mini Charles is number 35.
Well, Weatherspoon?
That's right, Spoon. All right, number 39, Harvey's kid.
Harvey's kid. Oh, Grant. Which Grant was it? He's gone. I forget which.
Jeremy Grant.
Yeah, I process.
Number 40. Yeah. Skeletor.
Oh, Tyrone Hill.
Yes, sir. Number 43, original Club Tyrone member from Australia.
Oh, Jonah Bolden?
Yes.
He's the best 43?
Yes. Number 44, Whoopty Damn-Doo.
I forget who said that. I don't know.
Oh, come on.
I don't know.
Whoopty Damn-Doo. Egg roll back of the head when he got to the Sixers.
Matt Geiger?
No. Egg roll back of the head.
Oh, Derek Coleman.
Derek Coleman. Number 50, old school Comcast Sportsnet analyst.
Steve Mix?
That's correct. And finally, number 52, bald head, used to have limousines in Old City to pick up chicks. Center.
Is that Geiger?
That's Matt Geiger.
Yeah, Geiger. Right, yeah, Geiger would do that. He ended up with the Buffalo farm.
Yeah, llamas. He had llamas.
I thought he had Buffalo, too.
Was it Buffalo?
Yeah, he had a bunch of land. He took all that Sixers money that he stole.
He had a he bought this ranch. He bought a ranch in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
He had a fireplace in every room.
In Florida?
Yes.
But when are you going to use it?
I don't know. He put a fireplace in every room. So he had Buffalo? I thought it was,
Now he has some Buffalo, too.
Okay. All right, let's go. Bobito. What's up, Bobito?
Mikey Miz, what's good?
How you doing?
All right, man. How about that game last night?
Did they win?
Oh,
did they,
yeah,
did they
man.
Beat the Bucks last night?
Dominated. I think when we come back, we're going to make it to the finals. I really do. And, you know, I'm only going to see wins, like you said, so nothing's going to change my mind.
There you go. They're on a winning streak, as far as you're concerned.
Yeah, well.
Thanks to the NBC Sports Philly.
Yeah, exactly. Tonight, they got doggone baseball again. But I got a better idea for you.
Who's playing tonight? Philly's playing tonight?
Yeah, 2007, I think it said.
Oh, yeah? Oh, all right. The J&J roll.
Okay, cool. Phillies, yeah. I got a better idea for you, though. Okay.
Yeah.
For the Sixers, they should be showing, if you're like me, for the West Coast games, by 10 o'clock, you're already 3 or 4 whiskeys in. West Coast games, they should replay those, I think. All the 10 o'clock games, they should replay them.
Yeah, you're probably, what can you lose at this point?
Exactly.
Yeah, I hear you.
So I went to high school with Rich, so I'll give you another number 33. Jermaine Jones
was 33?
Yeah.
Was he really?
He was 33, I think.
Well,
I'll
tell you what, Larry Brown made him an important player, and he couldn't play a lick.
He's
a creation of LB if there ever was one.
Larry Brown, you're right. Yeah, make it to the finals with those scrubs.
Yeah.
Jermaine never
flourished after his career.
I don't know, Tyrone, how did you not know Geiger was 52? Come on.
He knew. He had him.
It took him a while.
Some numbers aren't computing. Like, numbers don't compute with me either. Sports numbers do, but the normal numbers don't. All right, are you ready for your general knowledge question?
General knowledge.
Let me test you.
Real quick, Mike.
What?
TV show on Netflix. They got 2 seasons.
What is
it? It's really messed up, but it's hilarious. It's called Happy.
Happy?
It's got the guy from Law & Order, Christopher Maloney.
That's Law & Order. That's the one I don't watch.
It's a crazy show. It's called Happy.
All right, I'll check it out.
Check it out.
All right, this is the U.S. presidential knowledge.
Oh, great.
What president's real first name, this is impossible, was Hiram? Was it Calvin Coolidge, Harry Truman, John Quincy Adams, or Ulysses S. Grant?
I got to go with Harry Truman.
That would be incorrect. Sorry. It is, who knew this? Ulysses S. Grant's first name was Hiram. He went with Ulysses?
Yeah, I would go with Ulysses.
You go Ulysses over Hiram?
Yeah, because there's a connotation with Hiram. Some people aren't so nice.
You know, I probably put this together. He brought up Law & Order. Probably put this together in my head a long time ago. But it's really hard to believe. Like, when you watch the old school of Great Gatsby... The main character other than Robert Redford is Jack McCoy.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, I remember
that's
because
hard to put together though, like because
really
he looks
is.
So different.
He must have been 21 or something.
Yeah.
I remember when we watched the original Great Gatsby in high school. Somebody pointed that out.
Yes.
That it was Jack McCoy from Law & Order.
Sam Waterston.
Yes, Sam Waterston.
Jack McCoy. What was that character's name?
Was he Nick?
Yeah, Nick.
Yeah, he was Nick.
Nick was his last name.
Nick.
Wadley.
Oh, my God. Why am I drawing a blank? It's my favorite book.
Yeah, I'm drawing a blank, too.
Wasn't Leo in the remake?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, it wasn't very good.
Soundtrack was great. Cinematography was great.
Yeah, it looked beautiful.
Yeah.
Not a great movie.
No, I can't even watch that.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I watched it
because
it was Tobey Maguire
The original. I can't watch it. Like, I can't watch The Longest Yard redone either. You know, once something's done, it's a masterpiece. I can't watch the replay of it.
Well, I watched it. I didn't love it as much as the original.
I didn't watch
Nick Carraway.
Nick Carraway.
That's it.
Nick Carraway. All right, let's go Vicente and Lansdowne. What's up, Vicente?
Hola, amigo Mike, you mean? How are you?
What's going on? How are you doing these days? Are you still out and about with Pico?
What Pico?
I mean, not Pico. The
transportation.
Transportation. PennDOT.
Yeah, my
bad.
We are teleworking, telecommuting with a VPN connection. It's like going to the office without a commute.
Yeah. Well, that's good, so you can still do all your deeds.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm very busy with a lot of projects anyway, and in contact with everybody. So today is my birthday.
Let me ask you one question about this, because yes. This is something I oh, happy birthday. Cumpleaños a ti. But the toll takers, PennDOT, like on the turnpikes, the pay roads, what's going on there?
Well, the toll takers are for working for the Pennsylvania Turnpike, so they are not the jurisdiction of PennDOT.
Okay, all right.
And they're going just the easy tolls, and then they will bill you if you don't have the easy pass.
Okay. And, no, there's no tolls. Okay, all right.
They're trying to minimize the interaction.
No toll takers, so you can just go.
All these virus transferring the surface of coins or money, paper, and stuff. So
yeah.
You got to be cautious.
Yeah.
Now, I wanted to, like I said, I'm celebrating my birthday, and I'm very happy all day since the very, very early in the morning when my wife gave me a beautiful, delicious breakfast with a Beatles card. You know, the Crossing Abbey Road. And then I received over 100 messages from friends and family on Facebook and the social media.
Yeah, so it hasn't gone down that far to Ecuador?
Well, in Ecuador, we're communicating with a Zoom meeting, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's every single night. Tonight, they're bringing a party through the internet. It's going to be like 15 people all together in there.
And your family? Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, they're coming.
That's cool. Are they sequestered also?
Yeah, they're coming from Chile, from Germany, from Mexico, Ecuador, New York, Queens.
Oh, wow. That's awesome, bro.
Yeah. So, anyway, I wanted to ask your opinion. I got two questions. First of all, what do you think about Roger Goodell? You know, staying with the draft on the 23rd of April. And the second question is, what about the Eagles drafting LSU Justin Jefferson, number two?
If they stay at 21, that's the guy they'll probably draft. What do I think about the draft? You know, I'm thinking that we need it. And if they, I know that delaying it a month, I don't even know if delaying it a month would work. So for right now, if they think they have it under control, America needs a live event. In sports.
Definitely, yes. We need some kind of entertainment.
Yes.
And we'll be ready for opening day.
Yeah. All right.
Let me have the
here it is. Vicente, it's in your wheelhouse. It's music, general knowledge. You know a lot about music. What redheaded country singer sang Roll Me Up and Smoke Me When I Die?
When it was done? In what year?
What redheaded country singer sang Roll Me Up and Smoke Me When I Die?
Well, all I can think is Reba McEntire.
It's a male singer.
A male singer?
Yes.
Oh, jeez. I had no idea.
All right, I'll give you another hint. All right, you're out. You're out. All right, he also did On the Road Again.
Little Willie Nelson.
Guillermo Nelson. Yes, Willie Nelson. You know, you don't even think of him as being redheaded, do you?
Well, he's been old my whole life.
Yeah, he's, well.
So, to me, he's always been gray.
He's kind of like brownish.
Yeah, I didn't think he had red hair.
Probably bad clue. His stump Vicente is probably bad clue.
I'm still upset that my man Kenny died, speaking of country.
Oh, yeah.
Still haven't recovered.
Kenny Rogers?
Yeah, I got The Gambler on vinyl.
Oh, you do?
I love Kenny Rogers. He's all-timer, Kenny. He's giving you anything you want. You listen to Kenny. A guy can sing.
Who knew that you'd be a fan of Kenny Rogers?
Love Kenny. Love Kenny Rogers.
You're a perplexing individual.
Yeah, I got it on. I pulled out the vinyl when he passed away. I still haven't recovered. And speaking of Dolly Parton, she donated $1 million down to Vanderbilt today. Apparently, they've made a lot of inroads, and she's trying to give them an extra push on different drugs. So good for
stuff,
Dolly.
I'll take a break. We'll come back. Come down to Hub Shorts again. There's no sound off, so we'll take your calls on the Mike Missinelli Show back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
the end of Hulk Stretch of the Mike Mussinelli Show. Thanks, everybody, again, for participating, for listening out there. It's tough. I understand. And we're trying our best to provide some kind of respite from the woes that you're going through on an everyday basis. Stay tuned. After this show on NBC Sports Philadelphia, we'll have Headstrong Mental Health and Sports, followed by Phillies and Nationals, game the Phillies needed to win to clinch the playoff berth. Game 162 in the year 2007.
Huge game.
And, of course, we know what happened in those playoffs. But we also knew it wasn't that disappointing that they lost, because we knew that the train was coming.
Yeah.
And we knew it was a matter of time.
Yep, and then they obviously add to the pitching staff and took
all right, let's go to Tom in the Northeast. Tom, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tom.
Hey, Mike. What's up,
Tommy? How you doing?
All right. Love the show.
Thanks, buddy.
Ty's like 100% right.
John
Bon Jovi 2 commercial.
On what?
John Bon Jovi 2 commercial.
I'm John Bon Jovi. Yeah, I guess he's hated by the true rock people out there.
No, I don't hate him.
You got a little foo-foo.
I like him.
Yeah.
He just seems to show up when, you know.
Yeah, I hear you. He's showy.
Him and Lionel Richie were great together, you know. I mean, as far as composing music.
Yeah.
The reason I called in, made me think you said the number one, and I thought the world's greatest dad, the Seinfeld episode.
number one dad?
Yeah.
The Seinfeld episode? With the shirt that was too small for him?
Yeah. Yeah. And the mantle bobs on.
Oh, man, mantle bobs were in that? Mantle bombs?
No, the mantle bombs.
Yeah. Izzy Mandelbaum.
It was a part of the show.
Yeah, exactly.
They were lifting weights. Nobody could lift the TV.
That's correct. And then they trained him at the end to put a rope against him, and they towed him.
No, they finally put him on three beds.
Oh, is that a later episode? Oh, okay.
Anyway, this is my third time called in. I talked to Rob Cherry, Ty, and you now.
Who?
And Rob Cherry.
Yeah, different station, bro. Yeah, it's not the same
it
station.
It was years ago. And
oh, okay.
Andy Reid should stay.
Yeah.
And he blasted me. So.
I blasted you? All right, let's go Rich in Downingtown. Rich, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Rich?
Mikey Miss.
Yo, thanks Rich. What's up?
How you doing, my man?
Good.
Hey, I give you guys a lot of credit, man, for filling all that airtime. You do a great job.
Thanks. We don't even know where we're going half the time, but we get there.
Yeah. Hey, I just caught the tail end of the guy talking about the king in his court.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad played against him in Coatesville back in like the early 50s. And obviously I wasn't around then, but he told me stories. And he told me the story. And I said, what was it like? And he said, well, the first time up, my dad struck him out. And he looked at him. He glared at him. And I said, well, what happened after that? He said, the next time he came up, he hit a home run. He said, it's probably still traveling.
Oh, yeah, he was a pretty good hitter, too. Yeah, they had only five-man teams, so they, like with five-man team, you had to pinch run for somebody. Like, remember you had to do, when you played on the sand lot, when you have a pinch runner, like you guys on second base.
Yeah, like Ghost
Runner. Yeah, he was due up. Yeah, Ghost Runner.
Yeah.
All right, take your play, you got a hit.
Yeah,
that's
but I mean, he was. My dad played a lot around the area and Coatesville. Back in the day, fast pitch softball was.
I know it was huge. It was huge right here in the city of Philadelphia. There was a team they used to cover them on a daily basis. Like they used to. When I first started reading the newspaper, there were all these game stories of this fast pitch team that was in town. I forget the guy's name. There was a guy that was more famous than anybody for fast pitch softball in this town.
Who had to go against
him? He was a pitcher also. I don't know if they ever played it, but they had fast pitch leagues in Philly area. And this team was from some part of the city, Mayfair or whatever. And they would always dominate the competition. They had this pitcher. And there were always stories on him in the newspaper.
Really?
Yeah. Mike in Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mike.
Yo, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Mike?
You guys were talking about that movie Sleepers earlier.
Yes.
Do you know what the Wire connection is to that?
Yeah, Wendell Pierce is in it. Bunk.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember seeing that, and I saw The Wire before that, and I was like, oh, that's bunk.
Yeah, we had a caller earlier who said I had forgotten about that. Yeah, he played Little Caesar or something.
Yeah, he played the black kid's brother who they beat to death.
Yeah. Yeah, Little Caesar, his name was.
Yeah. You guys are awesome. Keep doing it.
Thanks, man. You want to play General Knowledge here?
Yeah, sure.
All right, here it is. The General Knowledge question is, hits of the 1980s. All right, Natalie, keep your ears peeled here. All right, this hit was, let's see, where is it? Oh, here it is. No, that's not it. Oh, what did I do? Lost it? All right, let's go with this one. Need You Tonight. I need you tonight because I'm not sleeping. 1988.
Mm. I have
no
idea.
There's something about you, girl, that makes me sweat.
I had no idea.
Oh. Yes. In Excess. Oh. I loved In Excess. That was one of my go-tos back in the day.
Poor guy.
In Excess. Yeah, the guy hung himself.
Yeah, but
in a sexual thing.
Yeah, because he got in a fight and got thrown down on hit his head on the curb.
He what?
Wait.
Well, we got to wrap up, and then that's what led to him having issues.
Oh, all right. Stay tuned. 97.5 The Fact. Devon Givens is next, and NBC Sports Philly. Stay tuned. Phil's Nats a little later. Ryan Calhoun is our grand prize winner. Congratulations to Ryan. Have a great night. Talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.